Episode 15, Susanoo and the Slaying of Yamato no Orochi. Among the stormy and unpredictable figures of Japanese mythology, none is as wild and tempestuous as Susanoo, the storm god. Known for his unruly behavior and fierce clashes with his sister Amaterasu, he embodies chaos and destruction. Yet within his tumultuous character lies a hero's heart, one revealed most famously in his battle against the monstrous serpent, Yamato no Orochi. After being banished from the heavens for his reckless actions, Susanoo wandered the earth. It was during this exile that he came upon the land of Izumo, where he encountered an elderly couple in deep despair. They were weeping as they clutched their last remaining daughter, Kushinadaheim. Through their tears, they told Susanoo of their plight. For 7 years, the monstrous serpent Yamato no Orochi had come to devour one of their daughters each year. With 8 heads and 8 tails, its enormous body stretched across mountains and valleys, its eyes glowing like fire, and its belly ever hungry for sacrifice. Now, only Kushinadaheim remained. Soon, she too would be taken. Susanoo, moved by their suffering, and perhaps sensing an opportunity to prove his worth, vowed to slay the beast. But first, he asked for Kushinadaheim's hand in marriage if he succeeded. The desperate parents agreed, and Susanoo prepared for the battle. Using both cunning and strength, Susanoo devised a plan. He ordered the couple to brew 8 vats of powerful sake, the strongest rice wine they could make. These vats were placed behind 8 fences, one for each head of the serpent. When Yamato no Orochi arrived, lured by the scent of the wine, each of its heads plunged into a vat and drank deeply. Overcome by the sake, the serpent grew sluggish and fell into a drunken stupor. Seizing the moment, Susanoo drew his mighty sword and struck. With fierce determination, he hacked at the beast's colossal body. The serpent writhed and thrashed, but one by one, its heads fell. Blood and venom poured across the land, staining the rivers red. As Susanoo delivered the final blow, he noticed something strange. Deep within the serpent's tail, his sword struck against a hard object. Cutting deeper, he discovered a gleaming blade, the legendary sword known as Kusanagi no Tsurugi, or the grass-cutting sword. This weapon would become one of the 3 sacred treasures of Japan, alongside Amaterasu's mirror and the jewel Yasukani no Magatama. Together, these relics symbolize the divine right of Japan's emperors to rule. With the monster defeated, Susanoo kept his promise. He married Kushinadaheim and built a grand palace in Izumo, beginning a new chapter in his once turbulent life. Though his nature remained stormy, this act of heroism transformed Susanoo from a figure of destruction into one of redemption and courage. The tale of Susanoo and Yamato no Orochi is more than just an adventure story. It reflects deep themes in Japanese mythology: the chaos of storms subdued by cunning and bravery, the triumph of order over monstrous destruction, and the idea that even flawed beings are capable of great heroism. Susanoo, once exiled for his recklessness, found honor and love through his courage. Yamato no Orochi, meanwhile, symbolizes the overwhelming forces of nature and chaos. With its 8 heads and vast body, it represents both fear and awe of the untamed world. By slaying the serpent, Susanoo not only saved a maiden but also restored balance, a recurring theme in Shinto belief, where harmony between chaos and order is essential. Even today, this myth echoes through Japanese culture. Festivals, songs, and plays retell the dramatic battle, celebrating Susanoo as both stormbringer and serpent slayer. The story endures as a reminder that courage and cleverness, even when born from exile or disgrace, can change destiny. In the end, Susanoo's clash with Yamato no Orochi is more than legend. It is a timeless parable of redemption, bravery, and the eternal struggle between chaos and order.